Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Toast and Jam is back at it in a brand new home. I'm Tim Oast. You can call me Toast. Here he is, Paul McDonald. You can call him Jam.
Good morning.
Paul, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. And it's nice to be able to just sit and talk.
You don't have to do any controls.
I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Really, really looking forward to being in the new broadcast home here at Valley City State. We're in the Rhodes Science Center. They got a really nice setup here. I like it.
It's a lot more professional than we're used to.
And look who's running the controls.
Yeah.
He always fixes us to our finest. And that is our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome, and I'm glad to finally have some good microphones on this show.
Yes, yes. And now he doesn't have to do a lot of tweaking. He can just, you know, sit there. But we have to behave because he has his fingers on the button.
You mean we can't run around the room or do stuff like that?
No, no.
Exactly. You guys are behaving now that we're in the Viking broadcast studio.
Exactly. Right.
Do you read sign language?
Yes, very well, especially when you're wearing a Yankees jersey.
Yes, he's. See, he. I like that jersey. That's a Roger Maris jersey.
That is an original Roger Maris jersey. And here you guys send out texts. Tim, we're going to be wearing the jerseys today. Okay, but, so I'm going to bring my jersey.
The Red Sox lost last night, so I think I was too depressed this morning to put it on, especially they lost to the Orioles.
So that jersey went into the laundry basket.
Yeah, I think I just walked right by it and forgot about it.
Okay.
And I have to be a little more professional because we had convocation this morning here on campus, and so I wanted to look the part.
Well, you are so official.
I mean,
It's outstanding.
I am.
By the way, how is everything in that new position at VCSU?
Good. It's going good. Had our first volleyball matches last weekend, and so I'm learning a lot, that is for sure. This old dog can be taught new tricks, that is for sure.
Yeah. Well, probably not as many deadlines like you had at the paper.
Yes and no.
Okay.
There's a lot of things where you want a little more immediacy, and that's the beauty of with websites and social media and so forth. After games, boy, we can have that going 2 hours or less after the game is done. We have something online. So that is it's not really a deadline, but it's something you want to get out there as quick as possible.
Well, it's good to have you back because I don't like flying solo.
You did a great job with Todd, though.
Hey, Todd Thompson's a great interview.
Yeah.
Leader of the Senior Golf League, South Central Senior Men's Golf League.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. We had 80 golfers yesterday in Wahpeton. We do a two-man scramble. And some of the 18-hole courses, we do the games, and we did a two-person scramble yesterday. And that was a lot of fun.
That's at Bois de Sault, where there's half of it is in Minnesota and half is in North Dakota.
Right, yeah. I like the Minnesota side.
Okay.
I guess I was born there, so I like the Minnesota side.
You were born in that town, weren't you? In
Breckenridge.
Yeah.
Kind of going back to roots.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. Still haven't got the sign, though, birthplace of Tim Oast.
They not don't have that yet.
Off. Not yet? Okay, no. Well, I'll have to work on that.
Working on it. Yeah. Would you do that?
I'll do my best. Okay. Yeah, I'll get some funding for him. I got a couple of bucks I can give him.
Okay. Hey, in our show today, we're going to preview the upcoming fall sports season at Valley City State, Valley City High School. Before we do that, though, I'd like to take a time here to remember one of our good radio friends, Joni Martin, longtime receptionist, and was in the accounting office at KOVC, passed away over the weekend. She was the face and the voice. When you called the radio station, that friendly voice always welcomed you.
Mm-hmm.
Joni Martin, nearly there, about 40 years.
Almost half as long as the station had been open.
Yeah, exactly. And a joy to work with, always. Never had a bad thing to say about anybody.
No.
Her and Jan Ingstead, they made that place run. And they ran it smoothly. A great team. And from the first day that I came, I always felt like I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of like a mother-like.
Yeah.
A second mom.
Yeah.
And, hey, Joni Martin, thank you for being a part of our lives.
She and I always got along because we were both Barry Manilow fans. Yes, I'm saying it publicly. I know not many people do. But so her and I got along famously when I told her I was a Barry Manilow fan.
Okay. So. We'll call you Mandy.
Yes, you can call me. I'm a Fanilow.
Was Mandy his first big one?
That was his first big one. Yeah. It was a remake of a song from England that he changed the words, but yes.
Well, Johnny, we'll never forget you.
No, and absolutely not.
Rest in peace. Let's talk about the fall sports season, upcoming fall sports season. A lot of changes for the Vikings and Highlanders.
A lot of new faces, absolutely. Let's start with the Highlanders. Of course, their football coach is somewhat new, Chad Smith. He was O-coordinator for a couple of years here a few years back. Now the head coach of the Highlanders. They will start this Friday.
In a new division.
In a new division. They are now in class 11. A 9-11 man, but it's like a B, if you would, 11, yeah. But it's 11 man. They open up with Velva Animus Drake Garrison. I think it's actually Velva Drake Animus Garrison is the co-op, defending state champs.
Big test right away.
Big test right away. The first poll will actually be coming out next week, if not later this week, and I'm going to guess they're going to be number one preseason for 11 man. In 11A, so that'll be Friday night. Well, they'll be their first game. Their second game, their first home game, will be another team that'll be ranked in the top five. Langdon Munich will be coming to Hanna Field.
Could you make a tougher schedule?
Welcome to the new class, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. But a lot of, talk with Coach Chad Smith. It's going to be, offensive line looks good. They've got some good backs, running backs with Corbin Powell and Caleb McLaughlin. Quarterback is the question. You had a three-year starter that graduated, Bryson Heck. Looks like Jackson Thornton is going to be taking over at that position.
Gee, another Thornton.
Another Thornton.
Wow.
And so he'll be stepping behind center. But it's always fun when you have a new coach, new system. Rob Hunt, the old coordinator, our athletic director, he knows a little bit of something about football.
I think so.
Yeah, he's got a couple of things, that he knows that he'll be working with. And the Heck boys, Brandon and Eric, will also be helping out. A couple of VCSU grads will be helping out. Volleyball season, they'll get started here at the end of the month. They've already started practice, and they'll be getting going here at the end of the month for volleyball. Now, tennis, we'll have to talk tennis, and this is where our exec can chime in. 32 boys out for tennis, a new record, correct?
Yes, that is a new record by probably 10. It's a really big increase. And then I was telling the kids earlier, when I was a senior, my senior team had 9 guys on it.
Eric, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I don't want to take tons of credit, but I mean, I think Coach Nielsen and my wife Susan and I and our other volunteers, we've really focused on, we started that a long time ago where we wanted to build the program and get started in the schools, in the elementaries, provide a really good experience when they were young, make sure they really liked the sport. And I think we started doing that like 20 years ago. And I think that now is starting to pay off, and that those younger kids that really enjoyed the game back then, are now, getting better and better and better. And then that has increased the number of titles, the number of championships, the success of the program. As the success grows, then more kids want to be involved in it. And yeah, I attribute a lot of it both to the high school and to the VCTA, our tennis association.
And winning never hurts.
You bet. A state title really helps. We've got a lot of individual state champions. I mean, that really, really helps.
You had just one senior last year, Miles Taylor. So a relatively young group coming in.
Yeah, we've got a lot of leadership still, so we've got seniors and juniors. But then right now, this is, and I told those guys this at the first practice, our 7th and 8th grade group is the most athletically talented group we've had since, in Highlander history, frankly. I don't think I've seen that big of a group and that athletically talented. They may not be quite there this year. They're going to get a lot of experience, whether they like it or not. And boy, I don't know, the next 2-3 years are going to be, I think, off the charts.
And I think Valley City's seeing a tide of young athletes coming into the programs, all the programs.
Oh, I agree with that because, looking at some of the 7th, 8th graders, they're hockey players, they're other athletes, they're in other sports, and they're just very athletic. It's a big group, and they're very, very athletic.
One thing about this tennis team, and I'm not taking pot shots at any other team at Valley City High School, but the tennis team is still the only one that is at that top level in Class A. They're still going up against the West Fargos and the Red Rivers and the Centrals and the Cheyennes, and they are the only one that's playing at that top level because there's no Class B tennis.
Right.
And so the success will be against the best.
Yes, wow. Agreed.
Well, and I'm sure they'll compete. They will. They always do.
Yeah.
Volleyball.
And golf.
Oh, golf.
And girls golf. They're in Class B. They've right. already gotten things started. They last year had 5 players. They got 8 on this year's golf team. Tyler Van Bruggen, who has already asked me when can I be on. He is the head golf coach. They've already had about 3 meets so far. Again, young group. I don't believe they have any seniors. Oh, they do have a couple of seniors, yes, that are on this team. One that's actually just came out this year. And they're seeing success because they give out medals in the top 10. A lot of girls are already getting medals and getting some hardware in these first 3 meets.
Were they in the Kindred tournament? There was a Kindred tournament.
More than
yesterday.
Likely, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because he said most of their matches or most of their meets will be on Mondays.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that they were there. They played at Ashley Wishick already. They played in Oaks. So they played a lot of those Southeastern courses.
Does Wishick still have that kid golfing, that girl?
I think she's graduated.
She graduated.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
She was off the charts.
Yeah. From South Border, because it's South Border. It's Ashley Wishick is South Border.
Wishick Ashley.
Yep. Yeah. But you mentioned volleyball. Coach Claybo starting her second year. Very, you know, lost some seniors last year, but in their last year in Class A, they'll be in that middle class. Now the 3-class system is with volleyball. So we've got Northern Cass, Kindred, Central Cass, Fargo Oak Grove, Lisbon and Valley City and Wahpeton.
Should compete very well.
Very well. Katie Coca, who, of course, a couple of weeks back, she committed to VCSU to play volleyball. She'll be anchoring that team. I think Kinley Suffolk also is committed to come to VCSU, or at least that is the word I heard. But, I mean, okay. It's going to be a very talented group. Coming back in their first year of that new class system for volleyball.
Okay, well, let's slide over to VCSU.
Boy, things are happening fast. Volleyball had a triangular here. They only played one match. They had Dakota Wesleyan. They did receive votes. Valley City State did in the opening preseason poll. And lost a tough 3-setter to Dakota Wesleyan, but all 3 sets were close. They're going to be in Sioux City, Iowa, beginning here this weekend. And I looked at the national rankings. And Valley City State has 8 or 9 of their opponents ranked nationally. And that's because this Frontier Conference that we're going into has some of the best. Well, Bellevue, who comes over from the North Star, they are number 2 in the nation because they were runners-up last year. So there's a team right there that's in their conference that's going to be at the top of the chart. So they are going to see. And when I mentioned that to Coach Micheljohn at, ironically, Allie Beans last week, she kind of looks at me like, Yeah. It's going to be a lot of good competition they're going to see during the volleyball season. Again, they're in Sioux City this weekend. First home match, or next home match, September 3rd against Mayville State. A lot of their matches are going to be at the bubble when they have those bigger matches against some good their better competition. And then they'll play some Aggression football. They will start next week at Dickinson State to start their season on the road on a Thursday. The Ag Bowl, September 4th. They got Augsburg University out of Minneapolis coming to now Dakota Field at Lockin Stadium because of the new turf that Dakota Field is sponsoring and a new look that we have. And something new this year, Tos, that you'll appreciate this. The replay. Frontier Conference in all sports across the board has a replay.
Oh, they do.
And so they have replay assist for officials.
Gotta like that.
And this coming up this afternoon here in about 4 hours, I'm going to be over at Lockin Stadium because, as sports information director, I got to make sure that is up and running and is functioning with help from the coaches. And so we're going to do a test run. They have a scrimmage tomorrow, but we're going to do a test run today, and there'll be a replay assist now for all sports.
Who are we scrimmaging?
North Dakota State College Science usually comes in and scrimmages. That'll be tomorrow evening that they'll have a scrimmage. And usually those scrimmages are open to the public. And come on in and see your 2025 Vikings. I believe we'll have the new poll. The preseason poll will be out as soon as I get back and write the story. It'll be out here later today.
Any early talk about where we're going to finish in that conference?
It's going to be tough. That's another solid conference in football. Very well known. And actually one team that's I did get a sneak peek. That's ahead of us in the poll in our division is Mayville State by 1 vote.
Really?
So, Rocky Larson in his 5th or 6th year there. But one quick thing about the football team that I want to pass along. This is something that I just found interesting. CollegeFootball.com came up and did a social media post about the winningest or the longest tenured college football coaches in each state. And yes, our own Dennis McCulloch is the longest tenured college football coach in the state of North Dakota. This will be his 29th year as head coach and 32nd year overall. And you, all the other teams, what, there's nine, there will be nine, but now there's eight college football teams. That's counting NDSU, UND. Out of those other eight, they all combine 31 years. Mm-hmm. All those coaches. Coach Mack is starting his 29th year, but the longest tenured coach in North Dakota in college football is Coach Mack, number 10 among active coaches wins in the NEI.
Well, my memory isn't always good, but I remember those first years.
Those early years, yeah. And what, 92, 93, he and Coach Horner have been together the entire time. A lot of marriages don't last that long, and these two have been together just as long as they have.
And that's another segment.
Exactly. That's a whole other thing with those two been one and two up there for the Vikings. Backs are a good running back core, a good defense, a new quarterback. We've got, what, four guys in the quarterback room that were not here last year. So it's gonna be fun to see how this team develops in this very tough football conference.
I do remember those early years, Coach McCulloch, Steve LeGrand.
Oh yeah,
those people. Yeah,
because he spent 3 years as a D coordinator under Coach LeGrand before taking over the job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early '90s.
Good stuff.
Oh, really good stuff. Let's see, fall golf.
Fall golf. Colin Haas. They will be in Bismarck next 2 weeks. 2 weeks on the 20th, it is next week, actually, the 28th and 29th of August. They will be out west. They have, I think, a couple of fall meets that they'll get in, and then they'll get into their spring schedule. And he's actually now just finalizing his roster and getting that team put together. Cross country, they'll be getting started here at the end of middle part of next month is when they will be starting the cross country season. And a very young team. There's a kid from Center North Dakota, Cole Albers, who's a freshman. Watch for him. I guess he's a real good runner. And of course, Carly Just on the women's side was in the national cross-country championships last year, and she is anchoring another young cross-country team for the Vikings.
I think we skipped the Highlanders cross-country team.
Highlanders cross-country, new coach with Jess Gregerson, the new coach this year, another one of the new coaches on staff this year for Valley City, and they'll get started. They're in their second week of practice, so they're going to Jamestown, I believe, this weekend coming up. They'll be in Jamestown at Parkhurst Recreational Center for their opening meet of the season. So it's time.
It's
school
fast.
Started today. Today's the first day of school.
Yes. Yeah, Valley City High School schools.
Yep, went over to Washington Elementary because some of the VCSU football players were welcoming the kids in. Of course, Chad Leak, I don't know, that guy needs to get more excited about the opening day of school. He just I don't know, there's just no enthusiasm with that guy at all. but had a chance to see Superintendent Johnson, and this is a fun time of year for the administration, seeing those new kids walk in and watching Mr. Leak high five and see every one of these kids and know them by name as they were walking in the door. And a couple of times he said, "You're going to be here all day."
I always wondered about the requirement to be in administration. You had to be 6'7" or bigger.
Yeah, yeah. We would have a heck of a basketball team with our administration. Of course, Chad Leak is a VCSU grad. He played football. That was his sport.
Quarterback.
He was quarterback and punter. Mm-hmm. I think he has a record for most punts in the game.
Slow years.
Yeah, it was a down year.
Okay. Well, it's coming up on us fast and furious. Get out there, support your teams. And have a lot of fun this fall.
Yeah, it's going to be great to get all of these, see all these, a lot of new teams on both in the college level and the high school level. We're going to see a lot of new competition this year.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah. New is good. Change is good.
Change is always good.
Yeah. Well, let's slip into the Twins. Oh, boy.
Okay, now, what's next? Okay, so what's next?
You'll never see me again. Well, I'll wear this again, but you'll never see me in a Yankee uniform ever. But it is Roger Maris.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, it says number nine, but
and this is the
the Cooperstown collection. Yes.
So
Maris is allowed. As a Red Sox fan, Maris is allowed.
Good. Good.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Yes. Nobody else though. Okay. Nobody else.
what do we do with the Twins? What do they need? Pitching number one.
Pitching, defense, hitting, ownership, coaching staff.
They're not going to sell.
I know, and that's the
Well, you know what happened.
Yeah,
they dumped most of their salary.
Yeah.
So now it's affordable.
Now it's affordable, and they still, you know, they got rid of that debt by getting rid of that. I'm like, okay, fine. Okay. But oh, there's a lot of people up in arms that they're not selling. There are a lot of fans that are a little upset. The Major League Baseball isn't, because they like the continuity of owners. But at the same time, come on, man.
I think one of the things, too, is they got to get away from the power hitting. Everybody's swinging for the fence. Get that out of your head.
Yeah.
Maybe you have two or three guys that do that, but the rest of you, get singles, doubles.
Yes.
And that's the problem with the Twins.
Punch and Judy's are still allowed in baseball.
Yeah. And a little bunting once in a while.
A little bunting, hit and runs, billy ball.
A little small ball, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a little more exciting to watch.
It is.
Well, and that used to be Tom Kelly's specialty, was the small ball.
Yeah.
And they won a championship.
Two of them,
yeah. Anyway, Twins, good luck. Yeah. It's going to be a slow finish.
Yeah, well, they're going to limp to the finish line.
Agonizing finish.
They did beat the Tigers here 7-1 the other on Sunday.
Well, when everybody's playing, they can win games,
and
you get a little pitching.
I just want 5 more wins so they don't lose 100.
Exactly.
That's all I want right now.
Yeah.
I don't ask much.
Minnesota Vikings.
Well, what, 1-1 in preseason? J.J. McCarthy looked decent in that opener.
We'll see. He's going to have his mistakes, I'm sure.
Growing pains again. Yep, absolutely. And I know Justin Jefferson's still nursing that hammy that kept him out a little bit last year.
Back this week, I believe.
Yeah.
He won't play, though.
No, not. This is the last preseason game, because the season starts the 8th of September.
Yeah. How about Cam Miller? He's turning some heads.
At the
pro level.
The pro level, the quarterback from NDSU. Eason Stick is backing up, I think, in Atlanta now.
Yes, he is.
So he's going to be tutored by Kirk Cousins.
And is there any word on Carson Wentz?
He's still out there.
He's still
that carrot that's being dangled out there. If anybody wants a – you know, the Vikings talked about it.
If I were the Vikings, why not?
You know, you got Rippon in your quarterback room right now. That Max Brosmer, that they got from the Gophers, he'll probably go practice squad.
I think so.
That's my thought anyway.
Yeah.
And then they got Sam Howell, who was a high draft pick from North Carolina a couple, 2-3 years ago. He'll probably be the number two as of right now. Mm-hmm. Well, why not go? You've got a young group of quarterbacks. Go get a veteran.
Yeah.
That can help tutor some of these guys.
And the only thing about Carson, though, I hear not good in the locker room. That's what I hear.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's what's holding a lot of teams back.
That's too bad. You would think a North Dakota boy and NDSU that he'd be a little bit different, but,
Yeah.
Agreed. I know my team, the Buccaneers, I think we're looking at him for a little while, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's too bad.
He can just go hunt and fish and enjoy the rest of his life.
Do bank commercials.
Exactly. I think he's taken care of. I think he was in the league long enough. His punching's good.
I think he owns that bank, probably.
He's getting there.
Minnesota Lynx might be the winningest team in Minnesota.
They're the funnest to watch, or most fun.
They're winning games.
Yeah. And they'll probably be they were in the finals last year, and we'll probably see them again this year. And so I've watched some of their games. It's very good basketball.
Stuff. It is. NDSU and UND football. Let's see. NDSU has their game.
The Citadel.
Yeah, Citadel.
On the 30th.
And UND goes to K-State.
On the 30th.
Was it the 30th?
Yeah, it's on the 30th. Yep.
Okay. I was going to.
In the evening.
I had tickets available for that one.
Okay.
But you weren't free, so.
I'm never free.
I know.
If you want to be, you know, I've heard this through the grapevine, the grapevine being my brother, who is a UND grad, and who actually knows Eric Schmidt, the new coach, who's from Mandan. My brother lives in Bismarck. They know each other from playing softball together years ago.
You have a connection.
He has a connection. He's now a season ticket holder for the Fighting Hawks, and he's going a weekend where there's hockey on a Friday, then he'll go watch football on Saturday.
That's kind of a nice connection
That's a nice little connection.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we'll see what happens. New coach.
Yeah.
Going to bring in some people that he, you know, brought in. We need a change. UND needed a change.
How long was Bubba there?
Oh, boy.
10, 15 years, something like that?
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bubba's a great guy. I love Bubba. Great guy.
Stayed with the university, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they put him in a position.
An administrative position. Yeah.
Today in sports history.
Yes.
Today is Tuesday, August 19th.
Yes, it is.
If I looked at the calendar right. On this day, 1909, Wild Bob Berman wins his first major auto race at Indy Motor Speedway, Indianapolis, earning the Prestolite Trophy.
Okay.
By the way, that was the first Indy race.
Okay.
One racer and mechanic are killed in a crash.
At that race.
At that race, yeah. 1921, on this day, 1921, Detroit Tiger Ty Cobb is the fourth and youngest player to achieve 3,000 hits against who?
Boston Red Sox.
Right on.
Yes, I knew that. Sorry. I was slow to the unmute button.
Oh, we got to pick on you once in a while. It seems like every show.
As much as you want to. That's just fine.
On this day, 1957, New York Giants Board of Directors vote 8-1 to move their baseball franchise to San Fran in 1958. In 1980, Kansas City Royals George Brett gets his hitting streak ended at 30 games. They got him. So 30. You think about 56.
2 years prior, Pete Rose went 44.
44.
Which is the National League record.
Yeah. Lou Gehrig, though, 57, 56.
No, you mean Joe DiMaggio.
I mean Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, he was 56.
56, yep. Yeah. Okay. Sports birthdays today.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Shoemaker, Racing Hall of Fame jockey, passed away in 2003. 1934, on this day, 34, Renee Richards was born, American transsexual tennis player and coach. Still alive, I guess.
No, I didn't know she was still alive.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I don't have a death date here.
Well, then she must be out.
But that would put her at... Oh, boy.
When was she born?
That put her at 91.
That's, yeah. I seriously thought that she was gone.
Yeah, I did too. Oh. Birthday today, 1958. Gary Gaetti.
The Rat.
The Rat. Of course, World Series, 1987. All-Star, 1988-89. And was born in Illinois. He's still alive. They had a big weekend this weekend for Corey Koski.
Retired.
Yeah.
He retired his number, and he's in the Twins Hall of Fame.
Morton Anderson, born on this day, 1960, Hall of Fame place kicker, born in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day in 1960, Ron Darling, pitcher for the Mets, born in Honolulu.
He's got to be one of the – I think there's a couple that are Hawaiian natives that have played Major League Baseball.
All right. Other birthdays today – former U.S. President Bill Clinton, 78.
Hey, Billy. Wild Bill having a birthday.
And Charles E. Hyers. Any idea?
Charles E. Hyers.
Born on this day, 1851, passed away in 1937. Pharmacist, inventor, and manufacturer of?
Coca-Cola.
Hyers Root Beer.
I was close. Yeah. It was a soda.
And soda Orville pop. Wright was born on this day, 1871.
Okay. And Kitty Hawk?
Kitty Hawk, co-founder of the Wright Company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a riddle of the day today.
All the girls are in school, so
they're doing that big thing at school.
Yeah.
And I do have a little golf thing for you.
You do? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Eric, do you golf?
Yes, not very well, but I do golf.
Okay. Here it is.
Okay.
My little golf saying of the day. The secret to a happy life is to play golf and avoid talking with morons. Really?
I think you could put tennis in there, though, too. I mean,
yeah.
I think that works. Too.
Yeah, it does.
My golf game is so bad. Here's another one.
Okay.
My golf game is so bad, I had to have my ball retriever re-gripped.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. I don't have one of those, by the way.
Oh, no.
I just lose them.
You just lose them.
I don't care. I'm not going to retrieve a wet ball. Why would I want to do that?
Oh, man.
Let's see. Where are we at here? Okay. That's another version.
There it is.
Of Toast and Jam. We're broadcasting from our new home, Valley City State University, the Rhodes Science Center. Beautiful building, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right across the hall from where you're located, right, Eric?
You are correct. Studio's right across the hall from my main office. Makes this easy.
We're so excited for this relationship. This is going to be great.
It is.
Again, thanks, Eric, for all you do for us. We appreciate that. Our executive producer.
Love it.
And always does a great job. So keep on doing what you're doing.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Got an exciting future with this.
Yeah.
Paul, any final words?
Well, I look forward to, you know, next week, real quick, you know, next week classes start here at VCSU, and we will have the President LeFay will be our, he'll be our first official guest in our new digs here, in our new locale, and we will also be seeing that we're going to be videoing this too. We're going to have this podcast online eventually, not today's. But we'll have this podcast online as well. Great marriage between Valley City State University and Toast and Jam. We're glad that we got this gig. You know, it really, to be honest, Eric is the one that got it started, mentioned it to me, and when things kind of worked out with the new position here, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to move the show and get things rolling and really help VCSU, because it is, I'll tell you right now, after our convocation we had this morning with all staff, second lowest turnover rate in the state of North Dakota for a higher education as far as VCSU.
Incredible.
That means something about the staff and the people here on campus.
And a ton of teachers out there.
Ufta. There's a
all
bunch.
Over North Dakota, all Minnesota, over the, all over South the country. Dakota, Midwest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all over the country.
All over the country and all over the world. 9 countries. We have students from 9 countries here at VCSU, 40 different states. That are here at VCSU, not necessarily on campus, but that are considered students here, whether they're online or so forth. So we'll talk more about that with the president next week.
You can tell how great Valley City State University is when you get a ton of kids from Hawaii.
Yes.
Moving to North Dakota.
And Alaska. Yeah. They love it. But Hawaii, you're right. Every sport, they come here. We've got a little bit of a pipeline that we have in Hawaii, and they come here and it's very affordable. If you're and just going out of state real quick, South Dakota, you're a South Dakota student coming to Valley City State, it's cheaper than going to your own state, going to a school in South Dakota if you come here.
Why not? Why not? That's all I got to say.
That's exactly. Why not?
Oh, man. A lot of good things happening here at Valley City State.
Yes.
And just keeping on moving upwards, forward, the whole works.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Well, that's going to do it, huh?
And also, quick thank you to Mark Potts. He is the public relations and the marketing director here on campus and communications marketing director. And he, too, was an integral part in getting this show moved here on campus, along with Eric. And we appreciate that and looking forward to it.
Thank you, Mark and Eric. Appreciate that. We're coming up on 2 years with this thing, too.
It is.
Toast and Jam.
Yeah.
And again, Todd Thompson, he said, "Hey, Tim, I really appreciated the interview." And he says, "I was even getting calls." And I'm going, okay, well, that means we're reaching some people.
We're reaching
out. We're touching lives.
I love it.
That's what it's all about.
And we're closing in on 100 episodes, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, we're about 81 now.
This will be 81.
Yeah. 81 now.
Glenn will give me the official count.
He will.
Glenn in Minneapolis, thank you for listening. I know he always keeps up on all that stuff.
He does. Yeah. He does.
Yeah, he'd love to be the producer, assistant producer, because he's into that technology stuff. He always tells me how we could do this and that and all that. And I'm going, okay, that sounds good.
Get him an office in Rhodes.
There you go.
There it is.
We'll have to bring him over. Oh, well, that's going to do it. Toast and Jam for another episode, and we'll talk again next week.